National UFO Reporting Center in Washington. We understand that you've had a couple good UFO sightings. You're not too far back.
One in November and one in December.
I wonder if we could get a description of what you saw. This is the center operated by an organization known as Phenomena Research.
Okay. Any connection with the Phoenix operation?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll explain it to you. November the 9th, 1978, 1:34 a.m., the UFO appeared, and I guess he was on the property hovering, maybe 50 feet, 60 feet off the ground, for maybe 20 minutes. Full moon, bright, real bright. Then he took off and he followed my tree line. I'd say he's about 150 yards off my window, my second floor window. Now, you got to picture my place. It's in the center of a 250-acre, within 20 minutes of Philadelphia. I heard no noise. I couldn't describe. I thought it looked like a cigar myself, you know, like a long tube. No noise. And within seconds, he was gone. His vertical takeoff is slow. You know, then when he moves very fast. But the white lights were like icicles, flashing all different configurations. I attend a Bible class at 6:30 in the morning, that particular morning, and I told the boys about it. But no one else. I told my wife. And then comes December.
Could I ask you one question on
that?
So okay. How close were you to that? Any
estimate? About 150 yards.
Okay.
Right on my property. But this is the amazing thing now. On December the 11th, a Monday at 12:48 a.m., almost the exact time as the other one, which was on, this is on standard time, the other one's on daylight time. It was almost a full moon, almost. I saw these bright lights in my bedroom, and I looked out, and he was only there a few minutes, and he started his vertical takeoff. And I was at the window. We have huge windows. I would say my bedroom windows are, good 5 feet wide. Clear, you know. And I thought, well, I'll open the window this time to see if it's a helicopter or a jet copter. When I opened the window, he came right at me, but maybe, 50 feet. Higher than the roof, maybe 100 feet, I don't know. And I thought I saw, but there was no noise until he went by and went, whew, just like a tennis racket. And I thought that these people, all in sort of dark suits, like five or six at the controls with a bubble, because I could see now from below, it looked like more like a Delta wing. But I don't know how wide, but I'd say at least six across at the controls. But I could see up from underneath because I didn't have those lights bothering me.
I mean, this bubble thing was underneath or on top?
No, the bubble thing was right.
Do you have any estimate of size on that object?
I don't know, 75 to 100 feet wide.
And you did detect figures inside?
I thought I'm all, you know, everything happened so fast. I thought they were in spacesuits, really all the same. And he was maybe five or six across in the control cabin. I never did call a newspaper. I never did call anyone. So I read this thing in the paper. Then that's when I called your man Graham because he was interested. Because I never really did believe in it myself. Now I'm sure. They're out there.
But that one on December 11th, that appeared strictly as a bright light to start with?
Right. Jack, no, the lights keep sort of oscillating or jumping, dancing lights. And it's hard to tell what it is when you see that. It looked like a big delta wing. But he was moving, though. Within 150 feet, he was moving. 150 yards, he was moving. Must have been moving 150 miles an hour. Where they pulled in, where they were hovering, was like a jungle with a lot of vines and whatnot. And it's pretty hard to tell in the wintertime here because the growth is dead, you know. But I was wondering if we shouldn't, if I shouldn't take a test, if there was radiation there. Because it seems like they must run with a magnet or something because there's no jet. There's nothing, no atomic, I wouldn't say atomic, but I imagine atomic is too big, but if there would be radiation there.
And that was in the hovering position.
He moves. He sort of, he doesn't, when he hovers there, he sort of twists a little bit, you know.
Like a rocking motion?
Just a rocking motion.
Do you have any estimate of altitude at that point?
Yeah, I would say maybe 50, 75 feet.
And then as it approached the house, did
well,
it?
No, he went up, he stayed there. Then when this is the second time, he went up maybe 150 feet, I'm saying. But it's amazing how clever they are. I have big chimneys on my house is probably, 1,000 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And these chimneys are hidden up there, you know, but it seems to me they probably only come in here when there's a cloud cover. I never did see them. Only on the full moon. You know, when it's bright. But I was thinking I would put over there a sensor that if the bright light would appear in that section, I'd get a buzz. But he could have been here a number of times. And I could have been sleeping. The only thing, when I'm half awake, I see this bright light. That's what got me up. My eyesight is perfect. I'm not excitable. I don't think I'd get a picture of them unless I could have like a mirror or something. Do you think they're ultraviolet or something?
That is possible. If the light is bright enough,
it's so bright, though.
You could get a picture. Don't use a flashbulb, though.
No. And I was wondering if he's there for a while, if we should take a flashlight and go over to him. In other words, after we get a picture upstairs, to run to outside and take a flashlight and
try to signal, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, it has been done. But when you do, don't aim the flashlight directly at the object, either to the right or left, or
right
up or down.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm pointing something at them.
Yeah.
Has people tried that?
Oh, yes. In several cases, they have responded.
No kidding.
Yes.
I think they're friendly. I don't know, but they move fast. You know, they're slow on the vertical. But when they start a plane off, they really fly. They're slow going up, very slow going up, not too fast. But then when they move, it's like a bullet.
All right, sir. Thank you again.
Right on.
Bye.